We are on Daf Chof Amid Beis. The middle of the sugya of Zenene Vizele Chosa. Toshma, so the Gemara wants to be Mevara this Shaila. What is the din by Zenene Vizele Chosa? Toshma Abayis Baaliyah Shel Shnayim. One person had a bias, and there was a liyah, there was the second floor on top of it. It belonged to two different people, two different owners. Shenaflu, and now the bias Baaliyah fell. Omar Baal Haaliyah Lebaal Abayis. So the owner of the Aliyah told the Baal HaBayis, live nice, listen, so we have to rebuild. So build your bayis, so I'll be capable of building my Aliyah on top of your bayis. Vuhu einei roitze, the Baal HaBayis is not interested in rebuilding. So now the Baal HaAliyah has a dilemma. So what's going to be? He needs a place where to live. And the Baal HaBayis is not cooperative. Rebal Aliyah Boina Bayis. So the Baal Aliyah builds the Bayis, the ground floor, V'yoshev Bo, and he lives in this Bayis, Atche Yitain Loi Yitzioysov. Till the Baal HaBayis will pay him for the expenses that he had to build this bayis. Now, the Beis Lachem Yehuda and others explain as follows. Be'emerson, the Baal HaAliyah is building this bayis, Letzairech the Baal HaBayis. He's building it for him. And Be'emison, the Baal HaBayis, is kinda with Kenyan Chotzer, the Bayis. I'm building it for you. It's considered a Soda Siyelita. I'm building this Bayis for you. But I won't let you move in till you pay me. And he brings down the bayis is a mashkin for the chayv. That means, basher usham, you owe me money for the bayis. And I won't let you move in till you pay me. That's poshet. But here it says more than that. It says that the Baal HaAliyah lives in the bayis. Till he gives him the yitzias expenses for the bayis, which were needed for the Baal HaAliyah to build the bayis, and then he moves out. Look the Gemara, yitzias of who the machayv le Baal HaBayis, he has to give him the yitzias. But what about, there's another factor over here. This Baal HaAliyah was living in Yenim's bayis. As we mentioned before, the bayis was built for the this man. This bayis was built for the Baal HaBayis. He has a schus on the karket of a bayis there, and I built it for you. And he was kainet with Kenyan Chotzer, so it's his bayis. So theoretically, the Baal HaAliyah is living in Yenim's house, and we don't speak about deducting the rent that he owes him. That means all we say, he stays in the house till the Baal HaBayis will give him the yitzias. And what's with, you were living in my house, Kuseida, so what's with the rent? So let's deduct from the yitzias that I owe you the rent that you owe me. So ba'istachos haschorei loy shma minazanene v'zeloy chosapota. So the Beis Lachem Yudah brings down, why is it called Leichosa? So he says, and the Bichas Avram also says this, because your hands are tied. This is a mashkin. This house is a mashkin to the Baal Aliyah. You can't live here. You can't rent it out till you pay me. I'm holding this for a mashkin. So Lemay said, the Baal Habayis, who the house belongs to him, he can't rent it out. He can't live in it, he can't rent it out till he pays up the Yitzias. Fine. So it's Loi Chosa. My living here is not being mechas you anything because you can't rent it. Since I have a schus mashkin in it to hold it till you'll pay me the Yitzias. But it's a nene. So it's zen nene v'zeh loichosa. And it seems that he's potter to pay. So we have a raya from the Mishnah that he's potter to pay. Shma mino zeh nene v'zeh loichosa potter. So the Gemara says, shani hosam de beise la'aliyah mishtabit. So the Gemara says there's a different reason why the Baal Aliyah can live in the Bayis. Because the Bayis is Mishubit Lidira So Aliyah. That means there's an obligation that the Baal Bayis had to the Baal Aliyah to tell him to a Bayis he should be able to live in. I mean, his Aliyah cannot be built without a Bayis. So he's obligated, the Baal Abayis, when they entered this shutvis of Abayis Valiyah, there is a obligation mitzad the Baal Abayis to make sure that the Baal Aliyah should have a place where to live. So Memele, so Kozman, you don't pay me for the Abayis, I can live in your Abayis, out the Shibut. Else this obligation. So that's why I'm not mechuyif to pay you, because you're obligated to shtal mitzu adira. Let us see what Rashi says. Abayis valiye, bayish shel ze, valiye shel gaba, havi shel acha. Belong to someone else. Yitzi Yosef, masha hoitzi al abayis, alme, midiyoiv leikol yitziyoisim, he has to pay him completely. Ve'einoi minakelo ischar masha omad bebayis. And he doesn't deduct the schiris that he was in the house. Alma zenene, shahoyu leilisker acheres, he would have to hire, rent another dire, bezeh leichosa. So here Rashi mentions another svara. The Balav Hochi Leboi Ihu Lemivnayo. He wasn't interested in building Bechlala house. So and what Rashi says, the Bichas Avrom says he doesn't understand Rashi. That was past history. That's true. He wasn't interested in building a house. But now that he has a house and the house is his, now he is Chosa. And if we say the vault is the way we mentioned before, it's leichosa because his hands are tied. It's a mashkin. He can't rent out the house now. Because money doesn't pay up. That it's good. But the Yesk doesn't understand Rashi. Rashi goes back before the house was built. But now that the house is built, he is a chosa. Now he possesses the house. So he doesn't understand Rashi. The bayis laliyah mishtabit. So more answers here, it's a different parsha. Shala bayis lizbay laliyah. The bayis is mechuyiv to support the aliyah. So it means you're mechuyiv to see that I should have a mokim lodeh. Hilkach adin imzeh lodeh boy. So memele, so you're mechuyev to shtal mitzua mokim diris, so Kozman, you don't pay me for the bias, I'm entitled to live in the bias. Zot the Gemara weiter, Toshma, we learned in Abaraisa, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakame, and Rabbi Yehuda says, Avzed dol bechotza chaveire shaloi midata, yitzorich lahalais loischa. Rabbi Yehuda holds that he disagrees with the Tanakame, and he holds that this Bala Aliyah, who is living in the house, is he owes the Bala Bayis schiris for the house. So Memele, we have to deduct from the Heitzois the schiris that he owes him. Ishma minosav am Yehuda, we see close, and then there was a lechos achayit. And for the Gemara, and Taisus says, Toshma Rav Yehuda ima, let us see Taisus, vafila rabbonu lepligye lemishim debeis alaliyah mishtabit. The rabbonon, we just said, is an under alumnus, because he's mishubit to see shereb amokim dira. That's why you potter to pay. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of this svaris. He holds, he's chayv to pay. Ayit zenene v'zelei chosa. So we see klar that zenene v'zelei chosa is chayv. And for the Gemara, shani yosa mishum shach rurise de ashayse. When the Baal Aliyah lives in this brand new house, so vinishtvi, it gets, the walls get a little dirty. It's not brand new anymore. There's a chesaron from his dire. And just like when the minute you take out a brand new car from the store, it loses its value. It's not brand new already. There's a brand new house which is sparkling clean when someone lives in it already, vinishtvi, it loses its chashivis. So there's a chesaron. So memele, this is zeh nene v'zeh chosar. And we'll see later in Taisvis that if it's zeh nene v'zeh chosar, even though the chesaron is minute, even though the Ktzoy says, even though the Chesaron al Tzilchus Mazik, I'd be potter, if I dirtied your walls, I'd be potter to pay you for this. It's called Agrome, but al Koponim, others want to say, if we say Pshat, that Zenene v'zeloi chosar is Kaifna midestayim, it's not midestayim. It's not me this time to let you live in my house. I have a brand new house. It's not me this time to let you live there. Or others say it's an automatic mechila. If it's an enem, it's a lechosa, it's an automatic mechil you, that you shouldn't have to pay me. Here it's not an automatic mechila. Your dira is being mechasa me a little bit. So now there's a chiyuv to pay for the hano. What does Rashi say? Rabbi Yudayim atanakama polig, the Baal Aliyah tzorch lal yischal baal abayis, shacharisa deshaise shemashche loy haksolim. The walls are getting dirty. Hilka chosaru. Avo bayis yoshin loy, but this doesn't have to arsugye. Hadol b'chotza chavei, we're not speaking about a brand new house, we're speaking about an old house. So the dire that the dor is living there does not in any way is not mafches the shavius of the house. So there, tak is zen and there is a loichoso. So there could be a potter. Zok the Gemara weiter, but we're still in the sugya of zen and there is a loichoso. Sholchu bei Rabba Ami. They send to the Beis Medrash of Rabami, this shayla, what's the din of Zenene v'zeh leichosa? Omar, so Rabbi Ami said, v'chi ma'osoloi, what did he do already, ma'chisroi, what was he mechasa, ma'hizikoi, that means if in no way did the Baal ha'chotzer become genizikt or nechsar, so why she be mechuyiv to pay? So Rabbi Ami held zenene v'zelei chosar espoto. They asked Rabbi Chiya Barabe what he holds. Omar nisyashiv bedova. He didn't have a answer on the spot. We'll think about it. They never got an answer from him. Hoda sholchu kameid Rabbi Chiya Barabe. So again they sent him the shayla. Omar, kulo hai sholchli, so much you're sending me the shayla of Ozli, ila ashkechi bo time eloi shalachnalu. If I'll know, I'll tell you. If you don't hear from me, so that means I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Itma, Rav Kahana, Omar, Rav Yoichanin, einoi tzorich lahalis leischa. Rav Kahana said, "B'shem Rav Yechanan, zenene bezelei chosar is poter. You don't pay." Rabbi Abba Omar Rav Yechanan, "Tzorich lahalis loyischa." Rabbi Abba said, "You do have to pay." Omar Rav Pope, "Hoda Rabbi Abba." That what Rav Abba said, "B'shem Rav Yechanan, tzorich lahalis loyischa." Lav beferish itmer, this is not speaking about that he heard beferish from Rabbi Yochanan that tzorich lahalis leischar, ela miklole itmer, that means he derived from something that Rabbi Yochanan had done, so he derived that Rabbi Yochanan holds that zenene v'zelei chosor is chayiv, but he didn't hear it beferish from him, and therefore, since he was only that he derived it, so it could be he made a mistake. Rabbi Yochanan never held that it's chayiv. This not. We learned a Mishnah as follows. Now, just to give a little shtikel hakdome, so we'll understand the Mishnah. In Hilchas Me'ile, Moil Behegdish, so let us just say three inyonim. And number one, the gather of Me'ile, Reb Chaim says, is a Issa Gezel. It's a gezel hegdish. Meil behegdish is not like bosa becholov, it's also b'ano. The iser hano of hegdish is that I'm stealing, I'm taking away from hegdish. And there are two oifanim of taking away from hegdish. There's one oifan, I take something away from hegdish, that means I want to take it for myself. So that's a poshet stealing, even though it could be it came about, I was unaware that it's hegdish. But milas b'shoigik, but al kaponim, I'm taking it away milshus hegdish. So that's called you a geisel from hegdish, even though you were a shoigik, and it's a din of Hilchus Tashlume Mila. There's another oifin that I derived benefit from Hegdish. I was nenem in a Hegdish. So there I took away a hano. That means even though I didn't take away the gufa dovo, but a hano, which is miyuchid la Hegdish, I took for myself. So maybe that's also, there's also a mila on this. And now a fourth thing that this Mishnah is speaking about a gizbo shel hegdish. That means he was entrusted to that the avnei hegdish was in his rishus. It was supposed to be in his rishus. He was the one that's supposed to take care of the Avnei Hekdesh. Now, in his Rishus, he had his own Avonim also. He was, he had Avnei Hekdesh, he had his own Avonim. Not al Evan Oikoire Shal Hekdesh. He went and took an Evan Oikoire Shal Hekdesh. He was under the impression this is his Evan, and he took it. Areza Loimol. So there's no din meila because there was no shini reshus, because since he's the gizbo, so taking it, it's supposed to be in his reshus. So that what he thought it's his and he's taking it, he didn't want to take away from Hekdesh, he took it. That means to taking it since he's the gizbo of Hekdesh, so taking it in his reshus is not called a heitzor mirshus hekdesh, because the reshus hekdesh belongs by him. So this netila is not considered I'm taking away from hekdesh. Not al even, since he's a gizbor of hekdesh, not al even oikoyresh al hekdesh, areis eloimor. Nosno lechaveri. What is, again, he's under the impression this is his Evan, and he gives it to someone else. So here, this action is a Eitzah Mershus Hekdesh. He's taking it out of the Rishus that it was till now, and giving it to someone else. So now he's Moyel Taka. Now he was Moitzi Mershus Hekdesh. Nosno lechaveri. Hu Moel. So he's Moyel already, by taking it out from Rishus Hekdesh, the Chaveiroi Loimol, that means it became Chulin through the Maisa Hoitzor that the Gizbar had made. So it's Chulin by the Chava. So he's not Moil, the Gizbar is Moil. Bono L'Soich Beisoi. What if he took this Evan, and he put it in his house. Areze loimol, he ache yider tachteo shove pute. Vomashmu vushe nicho al piarube. It means there was an open skylight. He wanted to cover the skylight with a stone. So he went and took this Evan of Hekdesh, under the impression this is his Evan, and he put it on top of the roof, and then he was living in the house, he was deriving benefit, this Evan helped him, protected him from the elements. So when he lived in the house, a shear, that he derived a benefit from this Evan that's worth a Shava Pute. So he's Mayel because he was Nene from Hekdesh a Shava Pute. That's what it says in the Mishnah. The Yosef Rabbi Abo Kamei de Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Abo was sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan. The Kamar the Mishmei de Shmuel. Oh, from this Mishnah we see Amoira de Kechidish, Zoy Say Meres, Hador Bechotzer Chaveiroi Shaloi Midatoi Tzorech Lahalis Loischa. That means, Shmuel saw Amoira de Kechidish in this Mishnah. That is 100% true, that he's deriving benefit from the stone. The stone, it's protecting him from the elements. But it's zen nene v'zeloi choso. That means Hekdesh isn't losing anything. The stone, the chilikim, the stone is on. He didn't do anything physically to change the stone. He just stuck it. He had a stone there and he has a hole in the roof and he put it on top of the hole and there was a thunderstorm. Baruch Hashem. He didn't get wet, so he derived benefit from the stone. So he's nene from the stone. Hekdesh is not choser an iota. Zenene bezeloi choser. So memele, so, if you hold zenene bezeloi choser, this a chiv tashlumim, that's called I took something from you, I owe you for what I took. So memele, so there's a chiv mila, so there's a chiv mila also, I took something from Hekdesh. Hekdesh is in choser. No problem. But if you'll say Zenene Vizeloi Choser is Potter, so that means it's not called I took something away from you. Either there's a din kaifen al midas doim, but it's not called, or there's an automatic mechila. Whatever the lumdis is, or it's not called taking away from you, since you're not losing anything. Whatever the lumdis of zenene v'zeloi chaser is, that I don't owe you anything for it, because it's not called taking away from you, whatever the lumdis is, since it's not under any law, so you should be meichel me, you should let me do it, so it's not called taking away from you. So here it's also, it's zenene v'zeloi chaser. And it says you mechuyif to pay. So Rabbi Bo told Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Shmuel, know what Shmuel saw in this mission? He sees an enemy, so lechoso is chayif to pay. It's called I took away, and you have to pay for what you took away. So Rabbi Bo said this over b'shem Shmuel to Rabbi Yochanan. V'shosaklei, he didn't say a word. So you see that Rabbi Yochanan also holds like Shmuel that Zenen of Zelechoser is Chayiv. So the Gemara says there was a misinterpretation mitzad Rabbi Bo. Iusava midishosik moidele. He held that he kept quiet. Mr. Miz moidele to the whole shtick teire. You didn't say anything over here. That means you have to understand the words of the Amayroim and Tanoim were, every word was counted. If it was not necessary to say anything, they didn't say. So he kept quiet. You told me something. The raya doesn't begin. There's no raya from the Mishnah, so he didn't tell him anything. That means he wasn't geiris. He wasn't geiris, this raya. So memele, that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that the Rav Bo had derived from the shtik of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds like Zenen and Mizelei Chosa is Chayiv, and it's not true. He holds its potter, but he didn't answer because loy ashkech be. Before we go further, let us see Rashi in Tosfos. Lav befeirishit, anishashiv bedovo, no machos, reizeshem et babayis, lekay melagri, wasn't machasrim, nishashiv bedovo, naim bo, we'll think about it. Not 11 Eikaira, Meforsh Meseches Meile, the Begizbo Askina. We're speaking about a gizbo, so that's why Al Tatsum Netile is no problem. Laimol, the Mikore Nami Birshuse Have Kihashte, before when he took it also was in his Rishus. He's the Gizbo. The Loi Shinoyus, that's not called, he was Mishane the Rishus Kavoya, that it changed. Before it was in one Rishus, he took it out of that Rishus, there was a Tzom Rishus. There's no Tzom Rishus, it's the same Rishus. Since he's the Gizbo, and he took it, so under the impression that it's his, so it's, there's no Shini Rishus. Nosna Lechaveiroi. But what if he gave it to the Chave? Konye Chaveiroi. The Gizbo Yeshle Rishus Litoin. Vizesha Itzioi Lechulen Mol. Now, this Rashi, the Bichas Avram, says he doesn't understand what Rashi is saying over here. The Gizbo Yesh Le Rishus Litein means L'cheire Pshat is Poshet that, I mean, what's that he has Rishus Litein? L'cheire, this is a Yitzoam Rishus Hegdish because he's taking it out of the Rishus that it was till now. And he's putting it in someone else's reshus. That's what's happening. That's meila. He saw mirshus hegdish. But that's what Rashi says. Gizbo yesh lei reshus litein. He doesn't understand what Rashi means. Bono gizbo b'seich beisei. What if the gizbo built it b'seich beisei? Leimo. So that what we say, Leimol, Achi Yehenim and the Shove Pute, Vushinich al Piarube, Veloikovo Bebinyin, he did not attach it, Veloihavi Shinui, Hilkach Leimol, Achi Yoder Tachtel. Now, Rashi is explaining the memre of Shmuel, v'hu shehi nicha al pi arube. The stone was put on top of the skylight, wasn't attached. So therefore, so the vial, there was no shinui whatsoever done with this stone. So memele, so therefore he's only moil when he'll derive benefit from it. So Rashi is saying, in other words, well, what would be if he would have cemented this stone to the house? Then it's a shinui. Then he made a shinui in the stone. Before it was a davar metaltel, now becomes mechubal lekarke. But he didn't do that. Hilkach leimol ad sheyoder tachter. Zoisei meres, midektoni dechido tachter chayim, afogab da sheloi midas hegdisho, but we see, zeneme bezeloi chosa is chayim. Let's see Taisvis. Nostal lechaber, perkama dechagige porich, mechdei migzol gozlei. Mali hu, mali chaver. What's the difference if he took it for himself or if he gave it to the chaver? He's taking away from Hegdish. Umishani b'avnei binyin ha-meseiris le-gizbaraskin. He was speaking about avnei binyin that were given over for the gizbar to watch. So mamele, so when he took it, not like he took it, there's not called Eitzo Mershus. He gave it over to someone else, then there's Eitzo Mershus Hagdish. But let him be moil, he wanted to be koine. And but if a person has a pikotin, and he picks up the pikotin, he wants it for himself, so then, even though he wasn't mechaser anything, he's called a gazlan. He wants to take the pekodin for himself. If I know it's a pekodin, and I want to take it for myself, so I'm called a shaleich yad. The minute I picked it up to take for myself, so I'm a gazlan then. I'm picking it up to take for myself. But over here, I think it's mine. I'm picking it up because I think it's mine. So there's bechlau no eitzor mershus, since my reshus yesoid is the reshus kavoya. V'hu she'einicha al pi arube. Perish akunteris, so Rashi says, the loikovo bebinyin, Rashi says was only resting on the skylight, but he did not attach it. Lehavi shinui, he did not make a shinui in the stone. Hilkach leimol at sheyidah tachtav. V'teimo, fragt Teisvis, ki kova nami, afilu he would have attached it, nami leikoni, the shinei ha-chayza le-briyosehu, k'da-omar ba-goyzel kame, hay de-gozal naschem e-chavrei of the zuzi leikoni b'shinei ma-taime do-hoda obedlo nasche. Now, let us elaborate a little what's pshat in Teisvis Kasha and Rashi. There's Aloch and Hilchus Gzele that if a person steals something, it still belongs to the Nixal, and he has to return it. He has to return the Gzele to the previous owner. Stealing it does not make it his. But Chazal Darshan from Asher Gozal, Kasher Gozal, if the article that was stolen is now similar to the article that he wants to return. The Zachiyev Ashove, if I'm returning the article which I stole, it's Veshvas Gzela Kasher Gozal. But if there was a change in the article, the article was nishtane, so memele, so then the din is, he's kaine the gzeile, the gazlan is kaine the gzeile, and he gives money, the gzeile belongs to him, and he pays him for the what he had stolen. So there's a din of shinui kaine, a gazlan is mishane, Adovo Agozel, so the Gzela belongs to him and he pays for it. That is the halacha by Gzela. What if you have a Shinui HaChoizel? A Shinui, it's different, but this change can be changed back to what it was before. For example, Taisus brings a Gemara in Agozel. A person went and had a slug. He stole a piece of silver that had no tzura on it. Right? He stole it. Then he went and he made it into a coin. He engraved, he made it into a coin. So there's a change. So the Gemara says, no, he's not kaine. Because you can, from a coin you can make it back into a nasche. You'll bang it out. Whatever was before, he can make it back to what it was till now. He made a form out of it. He can make it back a nasche. So a shinui, that's choyzer lebriyose, is not called a shinui. That what the Torah says, that shinui is koine, it's davke, if it's a shinui that cannot go back to its previous form. But if it could go back, that's not called a shini. That's what the Gemara says. So Frektoisvis has followed. So Toisvis says, if I went and I cemented a stone to a roof, to a skylight, fine. You can go and take a chisel and listen, you'll chip off the cement, you can take it back. So the stone didn't change. So it's a shini achayza levriyosa. So Taisvis asks on Rashi, he says, so that what Rashi says is 100% wrong. The Rashi says that there was Nichoi is not a Shini, but if he made a Shini, then he would be Moyel als the Shini. So Taisvis says it's not called a Shini. So the Beis Lechem Yehuda brings down from the Minchas Boruch. The Minchas Boruch wants to say, Amor de Kipshat Rashi. He wants to say, Taisvis compared two different things. By Gzele, the halacha is, I steal something. I took it for myself. Does it become mine? An echte ketok. It's not mine. I'll give it to someone else. Does it become his? It doesn't become his either. It belongs to the Bailam. There's a din, yiyush, v'shinirishus. Then there's a lumdis, that if there was yiyush already, and then it went into different shoes, then it's kind of. But stamazai, shinirishus without yiyush, gzeila without yiyush, there's no shalom whatsoever. It doesn't become mine. That's Hilchus gzeila. By me'ile, we find this is not true completely. A person wants to take a davar shel, wants to steal a davar shel hekdesh. It's stolen, it's chulin, it becomes his. And as long as he was mishanet, it was done because of ignorance, doesn't matter. He wanted to take out from rishus gavoya, it becomes chulin already. He gave it to someone else by a gizba, also became chul. By here we have a problem of a gizbo. The gizbo, he took the stone, so it wasn't taken away at all from Hekdesh. He's the gizbo of Hekdesh. So by lifting up the stone, there was no heitzor mershus Hekdesh. He is the gizbo of Hekdesh. So therefore, there's no me'ile. But if I took the stone, and I cemented it to my roof. So now that's Hilchus Shinui of Gzeila. But this is either taken away from Hekdesh. Before Hekdesh had an oven that's a Dover HaMetultu, now it's Bechubo to my house. That is considered taking away from Hekdesh. It's not dependent in Hilchus Kinyan Shinui. Kinyan Shinui is totally in that's a parshin gzeila. Beishav is a gzeila shegozel. But he says by me'ila we don't need all these guidelines we have by gzeila. You pick it up, it's yours already. It becomes chul and it's yours. You give it to someone else, it's chul and it's his. So me'ila, all I need over here is a heitzor mirshus hekdesh. So Rashi holds if it became mechubo to Abayis, that's also called the Itzor Mishus Hekdesh. That's what Minchas Boruch wants to find for Rashi. Ashguchi lei Ashkech bei Shmuel Atzmai Hodebei Kenemrine Beperik Hashel. Shmuel himself was chayzer from this chay. Now, so the Gemara says, now why did Rabbi Yochanan hold that there's no raya from this Mishnah? I lochere Shmuel is right. It's zenene v'zeleichosa. Toma rabbe hegdish shloi midas kehedyet midas tomi. So let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, behegdish lekele meime shloi midas tedas shchine ike. The Shechina is aware. So Poshet Rashi means to say, we'll see Tosfos is Chelek on Rashi, but Rashi means to say as follows. Hador b'chotzer chaveira sheloi midaitoi, our sugi is speaking about, Reuben is living in Shimon's house. Shimon is unaware. That's the story. Hador b'chotzer chaveira sheloi midaitoi. And then later, Shimon comes and he sees us living in his house. He comes, pay me. We have all sugyas and then it was a lechosa, a whole shayla. But over here, by Hekdesh, which belongs to Gavoya, there's no such concept of shaloi midatoi. And the Rabbi Shalom knows. So memele, so here it's not called shaloi midatoi. The dash chine ikilkach kehed yit midas domi. That's what Rashi says. Now let us see Taisvis. So Taisvis has problems with Rashi. Gehed yit midas tomi, perish akuntris, the das shchine ike. The Rabbi Shalom knows that he took it. The kosher for Taisvis, that's the criteria. the shalom midati lavdav. We're not saying that the reason your potter is because of his ignorance that he didn't know. That means that if I was aware of it, I know, you see, I have an empty house, and I live next door, and I see someone went in, and I didn't say one word, and later, after he moves out, I send him a bill for the rent. I mean, so the vote is shalemi data, that he was on, the chilikas of you is aware or unaware. That's leimal leimoyrit. Elonire, so Taisva says, Pshandig Moses follows, kehedyet midas domi kloimel, de das tschchine ikish lo yehenna odom beloy meile. That means, so others say, Pshat and Taisva says follows, and it comes out, amoyritike chidish laloche. That means they bring a raya as there's two pshatim in this place. Let's just say one pshat. Let's say Reuven comes into Shimon's house. Shimon is never rented out the house. He comes in already. He plans to be there for a month. Shimon sees him coming. He says, "You go out of the house. I don't want you living in my house." That's all what he said. Reuven lived there a month. After a month he left, Shimon can give him a bill. The whole halacha that you potter to pay is davke if I wasn't moiche when you came in. If I was moiche, that you, I don't want you to live in my house, and Taisi said before that everyone holds you allowed to say, I'm not mechuyev to let you use my house. If I'm moiche and you live there, you have to pay. There's no shaila about it. That does not go into the parsha of zenene v'zeloi chosa. The cat others want to say because I assume normally it's a mechile. I told you, Bishamov and the money to live in the house. So that's Pshat by Mila. By Mila, the Rabbi Nishlom said, whoever uses Hegdish, he's not allowed to use Hegdish. He'll have to be Moyel. So here there was a Machor. So that's why, that Kehedyet Midas Domi. This is equivalent to Hedyet Midas. So Mamela, So that is why he is chayiv to pay. Like there was a machor mitzad de shchine that you have no right to use hegdish, and whoever uses it, they'll have to pay. Shleihen odom b'loy mila. Shalach lei Rabbi Abba bar Zavde lemori bar ma, boy minei meravune hador בחוצר חברוי שלוי מידעתי צורך להלס לוי שכר אלוי. This was some of the Amirdikish Haile, and people were trying to get opinions from the Gedolei Hador. Ask Rav Huna, what does Rav Huna hold? Adahochi noch nafshei de Rav Huna. By the time the Shliach came to Rav Huna was nifta. He asked him a Shaila, so maybe he wasn't around. Omalei Rabbe Baravune, but Baruch Hashem, his son was alive, and so his son told as follows. He told to Rab Abba Bar Zavde, no, he told to Mori Bar Mar, he told to Mori Bar Mar as follows. Hochi Oma Abba Mori Mishmei Derab, my father spoke about this Shaila already. Einoi tzorich lahalis leischav. My father paskin, you don't have to pay. That means enene b'zeleichosa is poto. That was one thing my father said. And then I'll tell you another psak my father said. Baseichel bayis miruvein malis cha leshimen. If a person rents a house from Reuven, you have to pay rent to Shimon. Fragt die Gemorre, Shimon my visit, this is a very modern psak, you rent from Reuven, you pay Shimon. How does Shimon come into the picture? Hachi koma, nimtza habayi shel Shimon. Oh, a different story. Reuven came over to Levi. Levi's looking for a house. I have a house for you. Moiridik. Fine, where? Shows him the house. Gvaldik. Fine, and he shows him the house. He moves into the house. He's there for a month. And then Shimon comes over to him, to Levi, what are you doing in my house? You mean my house? Reuven lented it to me. I got news for you. This is my house. Reuven lented you sold you the Williamsburg Bridge. I mean, this is my house. I rented you my house. So Shteito, so Rav Huna said, Hasoicher bayis me Reuven. He rented the house from Reuven. Aber malas chalosh, you have to pay Shimon the rent. You have to pay Shimon the rent. So l'chayre is, so then why the big problem over here? So these two halachas are contradictory. First you say, zenen v'zeloi chosa is potter. You just said, someone lived in Shimon's house. He didn't tell him he's living there. He moved into the house. It was an empty house. And he moved in. Some emailer, you said, zenen v'zeloi chosa is potter. Then right after you say the same scenario, but here we're talking about that Levi rented it from Reuven, but he's living back in Shimon's house. You have to pay rent, Tanti. Here you say you have to pay Shimon. So the Gemara says, Hod kaima la agre, hod loy kaima la agre. Moses says, no. We're speaking about two different cases. He says, this case, the second case of Rav Huna. Rav Huna said two halachas. Halacha number one, you have a house in Alaska hasn't been rented for the last 20 years. And someone moves in, so there we have a din, zenene v'zalei chosa, and Rav Huna says he's potter to pay. He's a good tenant, Baruch Hashem. No, you're potter to pay. Zenene v'zalei chosa. But now, the second din that Rav Huna said is speaking about as follows, that Reuven rented to Shimon's house, and Shimon's house is oimed Lisker, the Shimon was a house that's Oymed Lisker. He always rented it out. And so Mamele, so it's Zenenev is Echosa. Zenenev is Echosa, so you have to pay Shimon. That's what Rav Huna is telling us. Now, Kan Shoyel Aben, so it's partial. Well, Rav Huna is telling us a whole story that he rented it from Reuven, and Reuven rented Shimon's house. And in Shimon's house is chosa. Shimon always rents his house, and he has to pay Shimon. I mean, what is Rav Huna telling us? So the Meirdike Nemuki Yosef tells us a scenario as follows. The scenario is that Shimon's house was a mansion, Meirdike, beautiful house. Levi never chalom to. Reuven calls him over, you want to rent this house? Yeah, how can this house? $100 a month. A bargain I'm giving you. $100 a month? Smailer, fine, a deal. He moves into the house. After a month, so Shimon got a hold of Levi. He gives them a gift. I had another zero. It's another two zeros. This house, $1,000 a month. Fine. So Memele, so the Chiddush is that he has to pay. That means, so he's coming with a taina now. If I would have known that this is your house, $1,000 a month, I would never would have lived here. And Ba'af al-Pikain, he has to pay. And this Ba'emerson is a Meirdike Chiddush, and the Ktzois asks Akasha, and the Ktzois remains with Akasha. The halacha is that if a person had borrowed a pola, and he died. Now the Yoshim have the pola. They were unaware this is a borrowed pola. Oh, the father died with a pola. We have to, so let's have steak now. We'll have, so they go and check the pola and find they have a few delicious meals. And then all of a sudden the marshal comes. He says, you know, this is my pola. So there's two shailas. One shaila is a shaila of mazik. You were mazik is pola. So that, he's potter at mazik, they're anusim. They didn't know. They were mamish, the father, and the, how should they know that this is a borrowed pot? So they're out mazik, the potter. So now, there's a second shaila potter. So yeah, but mashinenis, you had the steak meals for the last 3 days. You have to pay mashinenis. So there the aloch is, they don't pay how much a steak costs. Listen, if I would have known that it's your pole, I never would have shechted it. I don't need to, I can afford steak. I thought the father would have told a pole. So melee at steak. So you pay the may boso bezoil. Oh, you tell him, fine. I hear what you're saying. You pay the may boso bezoil, but we find it. What would be if you could get steaks that would be bezoil? We a third less than the market price, then you would have bought steaks. So you have to pay al kaponim the may boss of bezel. So frek tekzois. So here's also the same thing. That means this person never moved in time. Morning in mashenenis. He never was muchen to rent a mansion. He thought he's being rented for $100. So fine. So it's, so l'chayre, why does it say you pay Shimon the complete schiris? It should be bezoil. But let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, ein tzorch la'alas lo ischa, voidu ma'aba mori, da'sricha ba'is merubi, מרובן ונמצא בי של שמן והוא סוחם מרובן מה לסחר לשמן תארתי בתמי כלומר תארתי מילי כמה דסוסן הדודי די דסוחר בי שמן מרובן די דסוחר בי שמן מרובן אבל עדו בחוץ שמן שלמי דה שמן וכמה צורך להלס לסחר ברי שכמה אין צורך זה לגמורן צס הוד קיימה לאגרה מלסחה לשמן, אבל איזה ננה וזה חוסר.